غزل اٹھتی ہے تائب پہ جو یکدم، دوران غزل اٹھتی ہے تائب پہ جو یکدم، دوران غزل اٹھتی ہے تائب پہ جو یکدم، اس نظر عنایت کا مزہ اور ہی کچھ ہے، اس نظر عنایت کا مزہ اور ہی کچھ ہے، حیران ہے میری عقل تیرے عشق میں کھو کر، حیران ہے میری عقل تیرے عشق میں کھو کر، اس عالم حیرت کا مزہ اور ہی کچھ ہے، دنیا میں تو جنت کا مزہ اور ہی کچھ ہے، ہر لمحہ شہادت کا مزہ اور ہی کچھ ہے، مولا کی حضوری میں تو جنت ہے یہ دنیا، مولا کی حضوری میں تو جنت ہے یہ دنیا، دنیا میں تو جنت کا مزہ اور ہی کچھ ہے، دنیا میں تو جنت کا مزہ اور ہی کچھ ہے، ایمان کی حلاوت کا مزہ اور ہی کچھ ہے، نظروں کی حفاظت کا مزہ اور ہی کچھ ہے، ہر لمحہ شہادت کا مزہ اور ہی کچھ ہے۔
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى تلك الدار الآخرة نجعلها للذين لا يريدون علوا في الأرض ولا فسادا والعاقبة للمتقين. First we'll translate this very beautiful poem, and as we have repeated many times, Hazrat's all poems and this Hazrat's Khalifa, and even theirs, mashallah, the poems are full of islah and they are full of bayans. Yeah, really it is telling us what the salt of khanqa and tasawwuf is. Like food we have, mashallah, it's nourishing, it's sustaining, but if the salt, the masalas, the spices are right properly, then that food is something else. If the spices are perfect, many times we order sauces, especially from different places. One of our friend was going to UK, the family phoned him from there and told him to bring about 18 or 21 bottles of a certain kind of sauce. So he said, well, I'm going to call if it was medicine, it's something else. But that little, that extra taste, that is something else. What to say about that? A person is living, he's married, he's living with his wife nicely, but if there's love and enjoyment between them, what to say of that marriage? Father and children relation, father and son, one is a cordial relation, and one is, there is love, there is munasabat between the two. What to say of that relationship? So this types of is saying, what to say about that when you have that extra, that special. All have got iman, all have got amal, inshallah, all will get jannat also, inshallah. But that extra little taste, what to say about that? Iman ki halawat ka maza aur hi kuch hai. Iman, what is iman? What to say about iman? But when you get halawat-e-iman, what to say about halawat-e-iman? All have got iman, all Muslims, mashallah. But those people who have found the sweetness of iman, that is something else again. First, understand that iman is one thing, and to get the sweetness of iman is another thing. And when a person enjoys the sweetness of iman, his life is different. And how do we get that sweetness of iman which comes in the hadith? Nazro ki hifazat ka maza aur hi kuch hai. When a person makes hifazat of his nazar, it comes in the hadith that when a person, there is something that attracts him, a beautiful woman, whatever aspect of that woman, but he safeguarded, he didn't look at her at all. That one glance that fell by mistake, unintentionally, but he didn't look after that, he didn't think of it also. Allah Ta'ala in return gives him halawate iman. And this halawate iman, Mullah Ali Qari rahmatullah Ali says, إِنَّ حَلَاوَةَ الْإِيمَانِ إِذَا دَخَلَ قَلْبًا لَمْ يَخْرُجْ مِنْهُ أَبَدًا. When the sweetness of iman enters the heart, it doesn't leave that heart ever. Then he writes in further, وَفِيهِ بَشَارَةٌ إِلَىٰ حُسْنِ الْخَاتَمَةِ. And in there is basharat, that you will get husne khatama, you'll get a good mort. When you not only have got iman, you have got the sweetness of iman, your mort will be so enjoyable. Our Shaykh Damat Barakatum says, don't be so agitated and worried that there are all naked women everywhere, billboards on the streets, post offices, banks and airports, etc. All these places are where Allah is giving out halawat of iman. All you do, guard your gazes. And if they want all this, what you going to guard yourself from? Now that they are there, you just guard your gaze. Allah is going to give you halawat iman. Allah is giving you husn khatima. So don't get worried. All you do your work. They are doing theirs, leave that to them. You do your work, you guard your gazes, and you are getting halawat iman. You are getting guarantee of husn khatima. Nazru ki hifazat ka maza aur hi kuch hai. And when a person, wallah, starts making hifazat of his eyes, he will see that nur in his heart and what enjoyment Allah is giving him. He will be blessed with nur at taqwa. And he will get this enjoyment in his life. He'll see his life is different when he starts guarding his gazes. Har pal ghame hasrat ka maza aur hi kuch hai. And at every dropping of the eyelid, wink of the eye, every time to safeguard oneself, there is big mujahada, but the enjoyment is just something else. Like it is said, whoever has gone to a jihad training camp, he can't return home. The enjoyment of jihad comes in so much into his heart that he enjoys the jihad now. Similarly, when a person will safeguard his eyes, the enjoyment he will get. Now every time he will want to safeguard, because Allah has promised, you have broken your heart, and we will repair that heart. And the heart that Allah Ta'ala repairs, which our Shaykh Damat Barakatum says, that if the earthquake or some natural catastrophe comes somewhere, and the government declares it a natural disaster, then they say to those people, they have suffered so much, 5 years no tax, for example. Their homes, the government will repair it. The government will send all the steel, the cement, the concrete, everything, they'll repair those homes. Because those people couldn't help it. So when you break your heart for Allah's pleasure, Allah say, I will repair that heart now. And the heart that Allah repairs, what to say about that? So when you safeguard your eyes at every instance, every time you're getting more halawat iman, more halawat iman. Har lamha shahadat ka maza aur hi kuch hai. At every moment now you are getting the enjoyment of shahadat. And shahadat, a person who becomes shaheed, what to say, what enjoyment he gets. And yeah, not one time you're becoming shaheed, which Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi has written, ye zinda shaheed hai. There is a living shaheed, that every time he's becoming shaheed because that desire is very strong, Allah made it. Allah made the attraction in a woman. In fact, that man is not a man who doesn't get attracted to a woman. But now it's Allah's command, don't look. Now what a fight it is. How you have to fight your nafs, this is jihad, the biggest jihad. Raja'na min al-jihad al-azghar ila jihad al-akbar. The big jihad is to fight your nafs on the battlefield. Once you become shaheed, it's finished. Yeah, you are becoming shaheed over and over, over and over. And you get the enjoyment of that shahadat. Don't think that shahadat is something hard and difficult. It is of great enjoyment. Hairan hai meri aqal teri ishq mein khokar. My intelligence is gone, as it is astonished is wondering that in love, what and what aren't you doing? Lost in love, in the love of Allah, what and what you are doing? The brains cannot fathom this. They can't understand that what a person does in love and in the love of Allah, the whole world will say you are stupid. This woman is the most beautiful. She's the Miss World. And she has come to your town and she's here in front of you. And you're not looking at all. The whole world will say, the brains will say you are stupid. But in the love of Allah, you say, no, Allah's command is I must not say. I won't lift my eyes one little bit also, and I won't look at all also. Whether her picture comes in front of you in a magazine or anywhere else, I won't look. Whether it comes on the news, I won't look at news anymore. Is alam hayrat ka maza aur hi kuch hai. And this world, your own world in which you are living, world of astonishment, this is something else. The whole world are saying you are stupid, but you know what you are doing. And the enjoyment you are getting, that enjoyment is something completely different. Mawla ki huduri mein to jannat hai ye dunya. When a person lives in the presence of Allah, every time he sees, Allah is watching me. Meri nazaron par un meri nazar par unki nazar paas ba thi. On my eyes, his eyes were watching my eyes. When you realize this, Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif with regard to me, Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that you are always in our eyes. Kya hai ayat? Aaj ki pari mein hai. Fi a'yunina. That you are in our eyes all the time. So Allah, you are in the eyes of Allah. When Allah is in your eyes, what to say then? That all the time you are keeping Allah Ta'ala, you are keeping Allah in mind. And Allah is watching me. And I am with my Allah. And not a fear that Allah is going to take you to task. Our Shaykh Damat Barakatum also says that make this muraqabah also. That way it comes in the Quran Sharif, that Allah is watching you. Alam ya'lam bi anna Allah yara. Don't you know Allah is watching you? Normally we only take it in a negative sense. That I'm committing guna. Don't you know Allah is watching you? Don't commit this guna. Take it in the positive sense also. Now in Ramzan, when you are getting up so early and your eyes don't want to open, your head is heavy, but for Allah's sake you are getting up now. I'm getting up for tahajjud. I'm getting up for sehri. Don't you know Allah is watching what you are doing? Like when you work for your boss, you are careful. I mustn't steal time. I mustn't steal money. I mustn't steal anything. My boss is watching me. In the same way, when you're doing something good for the boss, also know your boss is watching you then also. And my boss will be so happy. So when we do, now we are all with roza. Don't you know Allah is watching you got roza? And how happy Allah is getting. Look at sometimes in tahajjud, all are making namaz. Look at iftari time, how Allah must be getting happy. All little children are making iftari. Look at fajr time, especially in Ramzan, all coming from their houses, all types of people, so early in the morning. Isn't Allah watching? Allah is getting happy. What a thing, isn't it? So make this muraqabah also in the positive side. In the negative also, it's necessary to say, stay away from guna. But in the positive side, then Allah is ni'm al-qadirin, the one who appreciates the most small things. Allah appreciates it tremendously. What is one of the names of Allah Ta'ala? Ash-Shakur. What is the meaning of Shakur? Alladhi yu'ti al-ajr al-jazil ala al-amal al-qadil. Shakur is that being that gives a huge reward on a small little action. And how small? Subhanallah tamla'u al-mizan. Subhanallah, once you said it, say it. This is what I told the day. In your heart, keep on when you hear this, say it. Once subhanallah, you fill your pan of good deeds on the day of Qiyamah. Subhanallah walhamdulillah tamla'an ma bayna as-sama'i wal-ard. Subhanallah and alhamdulillah, all from here, right till the heavens, full of sawab. Now if you want to fathom Allah with your brains, tu meri aqal mein aata hai, meri samajh mein nahi aata. Main jaan gaya, yahi teri pehchan hai. Who can give so much? You'll want to even deny it. It's impossible. Because we don't know Allah. If you know Allah, how much Allah Ta'ala gives. Mawla ki huzuri mein to jannat hai ye dunya. Dunya mein to jannat ka maza aur hi kuch hai. That Jannat and the enjoyment of the Jannat there, what to say? But you got Jannat here already. What to say about this Jannat? The enjoyment of this Jannat is something else. And all this, where will we get it? Looking after your eyes. Safeguard your eyes and you'll get the enjoyment of Jannat here. And that enjoyment is just something else. Kar de hame azad jo ghame hai jahan se. That which makes us free of all the worries of the world. Ghameha, plural. All types of worries of the world which sets you free. All depression, tension, everything. Is qaid shariat ka maza, aur hi kuch hai. The limitations of our shariat, live in the limitations of shariat. It sets you free. In restriction, there is freedom. The child is in class, he's in becoming alim class 5. And he lives in restriction. He doesn't bunk classes. He doesn't miss classes. He doesn't daydream. He doesn't do what he wants to. He's in restriction. Coming to classes, learning sabbats, preparing for his sabbats, everything. At the end of the year, he's going to get freedom. And the person who lived in freedom, never coming to classes, never attending, end of the year, he's going to be in restriction, back in class 5. He has to repeat it again. So a person who lived in restrictions in this world, when he goes in the qabr is going to become freedom, open as much as far as he can see. When he lived in restriction in this world, guarding his eyes, you will see Jannat already in his qabr from there. And Allah will open and Allah will give him a Jannat. The smallest plot of Jannat is 10 times the size of this world. And your eyes will be made such. Yeah, you have got your, we are all sitting, we can't see what's happening at home. You've got a beautiful garden, you can't see it. But the Jannati will be given that eyes, he will see his whole Jannat. Wherever he is, not all cameras and all that and on screens he'll see it. He'll see it all. What eyes? So in restrict, yeah, keep your eyes restricted, there is freedom. So a person will be set free of all this dunya's problems also, when he will keep himself in the restriction of Sharia. Live according to the laws of Allah Ta'ala. In there is great freedom. We see it as restriction. But it is great, great freedom for a person in this restriction. Lagta hai ke phoolo ke hai barish mere sar pe. When a person lives like this, he says, it is, I feel as though the flowers are now raining, pouring down upon me. Now it's spring season, go out, see the flower trees. Now that the winds are blowing the rain and all the flowers are falling down. Beautiful, different color flowers. It looks like these flowers are falling on my head. Not the flowers of the trees of Allah's rahmat. Allah's love is pouring down. When you live in the limits of restriction, you guard at your gaze. Now what happened? Allah is giving you halawat al-Iman. Now Allah Ta'ala's flowers of rahmat and kindness and forgiveness and Allah Ta'ala's mehrbani, His kindness, His compassion, it's all raining down upon you. Ab sange malamat ka maza aur hi kuch hai. Now that I taunt myself and I tell myself, why didn't you get this before? Why didn't you make toba before? Why didn't you live a righteous life? Why did you commit all this guna? Now there is enjoyment in that taunting. As that pouring of the flowers of Allah's rahmat, now that you are taunting yourself, that enjoyment is something else. Before you never thought of taunting yourself. You thought, let me see more. Let me enjoy myself more. Now I realize, I thought it was enjoyment, I don't know. If I must use the S word. In there, I thought there was enjoyment in that. Where was I? What was I doing? Now I realize what was enjoyment. محبوب محجوب کو محبوب بنا دیتی ہے واللہ. A person who's محجوب حجاب. A woman is محجوبہ. She's in حجاب. So a person is محجوب. He's in پردہ. He hasn't seen. He's kept away. But this محجوب has become محبوب. Has become beloved. What is it? واللہ. What is it that makes you محبوب? When you were mahjub, you were far away, you were distant, you were not counted, you were away. But now you became the beloved. What is it that makes you? Murshid say, muhabbat ka maza, aur hi kuch hai. A person who is blessed with the love of his share, that is now when he becomes mahbub. Now he becomes close to the Shaykh. And what is the enjoyment when the Shaykh shows you and he smiles with you and he loves you and he speaks with you with kindness? What to say about that? And wallah, understand, when you get that, that is actually when Allah is happy with you. And then Allah makes it that your Shaykh is happy with you. This word Allah has made it a means. And when your Shaykh is happy, be sure that Allah is happy with you. The maqta, the final last words, Dorani ghazal uchti hai taib ye jo yakdam. While this whole poem is being written and read out, etc., suddenly what comes, a emotion that comes up, us nazre inayat ka maza, aur hi kuch hai. When our Shaykh listens to it and he looks at Taib Sahib and he smiles, he says, uska maza aur hi kuch hai. When my Shaykh looks at me, happy with that smile of appreciation, that look of appreciation, what to say about that? And be sure that Allah is looking at you with appreciation. So what is the enjoyment of that? May Allah bless us with this. This is all on the safeguarding our gazes. We mentioned previously that there are three fundamental gunas that we must try and eradicate. And then inshallah, thousands of other gunas will also go. We might think, where have I got thousands of gunas? But that person whom Allah opens his eyes, he'll see he's got billions of, he'll see he's only got weaknesses and he's only got all wrong within him. So what are those three? The one we mentioned, love of dunya, and together with that, some ulama have put it separately, but basically it is the same, love of wealth also. And we gave our talk on Friday after Asr, on that, the love of this dunya. The other is hubbe jah. Position, name, fame. It's also very close, but it is a separate thing. Some people don't worry if they don't have name or fame as long as they can have enjoyment in this world. And some people want enjoyment, and coupled with it, they want name and fame also. And the other third type is what is called bahi gunas of lust, of our passion. And what gunas doesn't a person commit because of the lust and that. In the ayat of the Quran Sharif, وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ, and save us, O Allah, from the azab of the fire of Jahannam. The tafsir of that is written, وَقِنَا غَلَبَةَ الشَّهَوَاتِ, and save us from too much of lust and passion, الَّذِي يُؤَدِّي إِلَى النَّارِ, which takes a person to the fire of Jahannam. Just see the mufassirin also, what kamal they have done. If you don't have any shahwat, any desire, your wife will also go to Qazi Sahib and say, break up this nikah. That my husband, he's a log of wood. He whole night he's in tahajjud. One sahabiyat, the complaint came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, how is your husband? What to say about him? Whole night tahajjud. Whole every day roza. In other words, no time for me. So what is that? Well, nothing. You have to have. Fulfill your desires. You enjoy. Allah made it. Fulfill your wife's desires. That also you have to do. And together with that, don't let it be too much that you go to haram. It mustn't be zero also, and it mustn't be over the limit also that you go to haram. So this lust and passion. Anyway, today, hopefully you want to discuss a bit more on the second point, and that is this love of name and fame. Just before that, with regard to this love of this dunya, which we discussed previously, one person, like every person almost, loves a lot of money. When will I just suddenly, I hit the jackpot. And what a Muslim will mean, a halal jackpot. That means some Allah just opens and things just go my way. And somebody just comes and gives me a check and he does this for me, opens a garage for me, he does this for me or something. So one person who had this desire all the time, returning from home, from work, He is just thinking all the time, if I can just find something, I can get some money, a parcel, I can pick up something. So in the gutter line where all the sewage runs, he saw there something shiny. So he thought, this is something valuable. And at such a time, a person doesn't even worry whether it's the gutter line, it's raw sewage or anything. And he takes out what is there. He took it out and abad, it was a diamond. So you can, the extent of his joy and happiness you cannot imagine. And a diamond, one thing is, the more you clean it, the more it shines, the more valuable it becomes. The more you cut it, the more valuable. And if you know how to cut it properly, it becomes more valuable. So he's cleaning it, shining, the value is increasing. And وَأُحْضِرَتِ الْأَنْفُسَ الشُّحْ,
greed has been put in man. Man has got greed in him. So he's now more keen, shining it, polishing it and shining it, becoming more and more. His value is increasing. The more he wants it to increase. So then he passed by a little stream, a river with clean water, strong flowing water. He said, let me wash it in here. And here it will become even more clean and the value will increase. And abad it was. The more he was washing it. But then in his greed he carried on. Suddenly it slipped from his hand. That water was slipping, flowing so strong, it went away. He tried hard to get it. And what sorrow he must have got. But even our friends having sorrow, they haven't got the diamond. But they feeling so sad also, that, what happened to him? Even we feeling so suffering. Can you imagine what was his sorrow? Anyway, now what happened to him? He went mad. All the time on his tongue, dhone se na dhona achha tha. I intend wash it. I lost it. If I shouldn't wash it, my capital should remain. It shouldn't become more valuable, but I should have my diamond stuff. What I went and do, so much greed, I kept on washing it. So he just on his tongue all the time, dhone se na dhona achata. His LP record got stuck there all the time. As he's returning home, going through the town, his friends are meeting him, salam, how are you? Wow, how's things? He's only one thing, dhone se na dhona achata. He came home, no salam, nothing, how are you? What happened today? Nothing. Only dhone se na dhona achata. Wife is also worried, not eating, nothing. Only dhone se na dhona achata. She realized he's got a mental problem. I have to call the doctor. She called the doctor, mental doctor, neurologist. He came, he checked up. He said, no, it's all right, I can treat him, he'll come right. But I want 1,000 rupees. He was also love of dunya. This is what the love of dunya does. It made the one man mad. So the doctor also, he was also love. And these people were so poor, they said, we can't afford 100 rupees. He was adamant, I want my fees. Like today also, you have your patient is almost dying. They say, you put down the cash first. Before we do anything, you put the cash down. This love of this dunya, life can go, it doesn't matter. But you put the cash down. And they extend this, the treatment period also. So that every month, every day in the private clinic, what are those fees? But they are doing it just for the one tissue, what you, one earbud, what you pay for. And so anyway, so he was also that type. So he said that, I want 1,000. The least I can compromise, you pay me in 10 installments, every month 100 rupees. So the wife said, that is also difficult, but I'll have to somehow scrape up that money, I'll pay you, it's all right. So he treated him. He came right, everything, supper, slept nicely, talked, he woke up nicely, everything, breakfast. Then the wife said, let me ask him, what was this last night? Now he's right again that he had dhone se na dhona achata, but last night, what was it all the time you were saying this? Then once, as soon as she asked, he went back again, stuck again. So the wife went mad. She said, what a big problem I caused. I shouldn't have asked him what's better. Poochne se na poochna achata. I went and asked him, now I caused the problem. Now I have to, 1,000 rupees every month, 100 rupees. And I can't afford it. What am I going to do? While now she's all the time, he's dhone se na dhona achata. And she poochne se na poochna achata. The doctor came to collect his first installment. When he came and collect his first installment, what he found? That the two maids are here. What will I get from two maid people? He went mad. And he started on his tongue, Hazar se sohi achhe the. Hazar se sohi achhe the. I should have taken 100, I should have got my 100. Now that also I'm not going to get. That is also gone. So this is, wallah, what this dunya is. Hey, this dunya makes everyone mad. And we are going, running after this dunya. One person went to the maid hospital just to see. So the superintendent was taking him around. The first ward they went in, So one person all the time, Shabnam, Shabnam, Shabnam. Shabnam is a morning dewdrops. Girls keep this name. In Pakistan, it's a common name. They ask, what's wrong with him? He said, this man wanted to marry Shabnam. He, for some reason, he couldn't marry her. Now, all the time in her thoughts, he's gone mad. All the time, Shabnam, where are you? Shabnam, I love you. Shabnam, you my only one. Mad in the thoughts of Shabnam. Went to the next ward. There what he hears, this person also is a mad person, all mad people. And this person, all the time making a sound like that. Asked, what's wrong with this man? He said, this is the one who married Shabna. So he also went mad. So this dunya is that you marry the woman, you go mad. You don't get her, you also go mad. What is this dunya? What are we running after? Tilka darul akhirah. That is the life of akhirah. The hurul ain of jannat. What mizaj they have got. What tabiat. And your wife of dunya that will become the queen of the hurs. What won't she? And the hurul ain, their quality. What khidmat they make. And how they are uruban atraba. Uruban, they know the art of love making also. They know how to make love. Atraba, they are same age also. They know your mentality also. They understand you properly also. What to say? Inna ansha'nahunna insha'a. We have raised them up their body. Humne unke badan ko acche uthan pe uthaya. What a figure they will have. All the curves and contours and all the slopes and all. What won't they have? What Allah has made them. Tonight we will read Surah Waqia. Tomorrow morning, Maulana Musa will explain. Study Surah Waqia and see what are the ni'mats Allah Ta'ala has kept. In Surah Ar-Rahman also is also tonight. What ni'mats Allah Ta'ala has kept. So that is what we must aspire for. And here this filth and dirt of the streets who advertise themselves, who are for every person, what is their value? But here we do, our eyes, good people, pious people, learned people, all of us, we just can't take our eyes off filth and dirt. Our example is like that. That one bhangi who picks up the night soil, surich, where there isn't surich system, they can pick up the buckets. So this person used to pick up all the dirt from the toilets. He fell unconscious one day in front of a chemist, a person who sells atar shop. He fell unconscious there. So that person came with the best of atar, putting it by his nose, that he'll get revived again. When he smells this wonderful atar, good, different type, nothing whatsoever. A crowd gathered, what's wrong? This man is unconscious, we can't revive him. He's a chemist, he knows how to revive people, but he can't get it right. Another bhangi, person picks up night soil, goes, oh, that's my brother there. I know how to revive him, don't worry. He went, he brought some old stool filled with dirt. He put that little smell here, he jumped up. So that is how our taste. Only with filth and dirt do we get alive. When tilawat, we feel sleepy. Zikr, we feel sleepy. Taraweeh, 2 minutes longer, too long. But when it's video, filthy films, dirt and filth, cricket, all other things, haram, najais, unnecessary, filthy things, then see how we are alive. Somebody tells you of some good things, then you, no, I'm too tired now. But they just come and tell you now, we're going to see a film, we're going to see a cricket match. Then you see how you are awake, suddenly. So we like that bhangi, may Allah change our mizaj. So this is this love of dunya, it is a total destruction. Make this effort only a 40-day effort. Our Shaykh Damat Barakatum says, Sare alam mein akhtar ki yahi hai aho fuha. In the whole world, my plea and my cry in the whole world is only this. Chand roz khoon e tamanna se khuda mil jaye. Just for a few days, which Allah also has said, ayyam ma'duda, few days. Just do this effort, khoon e tamanna. Just make slaughter all your desires. When you slaughter animal, the blood flows out. Slaughter your heart in the love of Allah Ta'ala. That my desires, how I want to look at that woman. How I'm worried about the cricket score. How I'm worried that what's happening here. All that what you are worried, and this cricket score. Let me tell you one more thing. In Surat, where there was a mutawalli who was in charge of, I think, 7 masjids, if I remember correctly. And he should make namazes in all the different masjids to see everything is carrying going right in the masjid. One masjid, he came, the imam sahab made the namaz, everything. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Who's got you? He just finished his salam and he asked, what's the score? That Imam Sahib said, forget the score, you fired. If this is what your namaz was, you were in the cricket all the time. Who scored and who's bowled and who scored a 6 and who scored a 4. Your whole thoughts were in that, you are fired. You bowled out. So if this is our case, this love of this dunya all the time. What is it going to give us? And kuffar sports, and we are dying for that. People are murdering. Sports has not become a religion, it's a god now. People worship sports. and how lot, who and who, where and where people are getting killed, and what bribery and fraud and all, what more than a business it has become. If the people are dying for it, we also going, and we are proud, so-and-so cricketer is a Muslim. He makes namaz, he keeps a beard also. Eh? And he's a very pious Muslim. Allahu Akbar. Let us think in which direction we are going. So this love of dunya is a total destroyer. Make this effort for this few days, and inshallah we will see it will come out of us. As we had explained, to be maldar is not haram. Be the richest man in the world, don't be dunyadar. You can be the poorest person, but you are dunyadar. And what is this? Keep a 10 billion check in your pocket right next to your heart. Don't keep 1 cent in your heart. That is all what it is. One person went to Makkah Sharif. Allah, he had kashf. Allah gave him kashf. He saw one person at Multazam, the place between Hajar Aswad and the door of the Kaaba Sharif. And he's crying. It was. Hands lifted up, crying heavily. So he made kashf, looked at his heart. He's total ghafil, ghaflat. Just for show he's doing it. And he's got an art, and many people have learned the art of many things. How to cry. One friend of mine told me that I cry, and everyone will think, oh, it'll get impressed. He says, but I just make it up. It's not genuine at all. So this person is crying there so much, but nothing in his heart. From there he went to the bazaars of Makkah Sharif. One person, and there is another kamal if we can see, serving 10 people. And go and see in Makkah Sharif, small little shop. Or on the pavement, he's giving you goods, he's taking money from you, giving you change. You check something he's taking, and he knows exactly what is. And not, I have seen with my eyes in Makkah, young boys, 15, 14 years, and he's doing business like that. But when he put his eyes on his heart, not for one moment was he unmindful of Allah. Dast bakar, dil bayar. Hands are in your work, but your heart is with Allah Ta'ala. Dr. Qarrar Sahib, the marhum, he passed away. He was over 80, very, very jolly also. And he should come to the Khanqah. He was murid of Hazrat Maulana Shah Abrar al-Haq Sahib rahmatullah alayhi. So when he came one time, when he should come every day to the Khanqah, talking, speaking, everything. But at the moment, charge time, he wakes up. Go straight away for charge. So we are even talking and joking, but the heart is with Allah Ta'ala. So to don't judge a person by his outward condition. Allah knows what is the inward. And don't worry about judging. Worry about ourselves. Don't make a show of piety. But let you be genuinely pious. Your heart, if it can be connected with Allah all the time. And the main that connection, you don't commit any sin. Immediately you see a beautiful woman, you're driving, it just happened, she came in front, you saw, immediately Allah is watching me. يَعْلَمُ خَائِنَةَ الْأَعْيُنِ وَمَا تُخْفِ السُّدُورِ آنکھوں کی چوریاں اور دل کے راز سب تو جانتا ہے اے بے نیاز. That the khianat of my eyes and what I'm stealing and what I'm stealing in my heart and thinking or making all stupid filthy plans, Allah knows all that. What is the condition? If you knew your wife, she's thinking of something terrible. She's looking at another man. How will you feel? And you're not the God of your wife. You didn't create her. You don't give her food. You only the outward means. Food Allah Ta'ala gives. You haven't given her house. You only the outward means. Allah is giving that. And Allah who gave us our existence, who gave us everything. And in front of his eyes, we make his khiyanat all the time. A person who steals from the boss in front, and the boss is so good, pays him 10,000 rand a month, gives him 20,000 rand bonus every month. Allah gives, wallah, billion times more. And Allah is more present than what the boss can be, than what the husband or the wife can be. And in front of Allah, we are doing this khiyanat with Allah Ta'ala. So if a person stays away from that, and Allah is watching, just correct ourselves. So that is one level of this dunya. The other is this love of position. Allah says that Jannat which we explained also briefly, that what Jannat Allah has prepared. For who is it? لِلَّذِينَ لَا يُرِيدُونَ. It is meant for those people who haven't even got the irada. They haven't even got the intention of uluwan fil ard. The translation of uluwan fil ard, highness, position, name, fame. This is a big bimari also we have got. That nothing in the family can happen until I don't sanction it. Eid day preparations, that they didn't ask me, you didn't tell me, If it's got to do, your authority is one thing. In the family, your authority, in a madrasa, in the school, the classroom, you the ustad, your authority is something else. But this is, that it hasn't even got anything to do. Why didn't you ask me? Why didn't you tell me? I must know about it. I must be told first. All this, in the community. Anyone wants to do deen's work, somebody else is doing. Why are they doing it? We must do it. We're the only one. We took taker. We took a contract that deen's work is only our work. Nobody else is allowed to do it. How many of us got that feeling in our places? That only we, only our khanqah, no tabligh work must carry on. Or tabligh people think only tabligh, no khanqah yet. Who gave you taker? Who gave you contract of deen's work? And the sign, Hazrat Maulana Shah Abrar al-Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali says, you were teaching Bukhari Sharif for 20 years. Now the person in charge, the principal, gave Bukhari to somebody else. If you get objection in your heart, why he took my Bukhari Sharif away? Why he gave it to somebody else? 20 years Bukhari Sharif down the drain. What you taught for, what a great amal the whole world will say. But now you got that no, this is my taker, my contract. Only I can teach. It's only my right. Nobody else has got the right. What is this? Imamat, you making imamat. Now the mutawallis thought you are gone old, whatever reason they have got. Whatever. They put another, who is he to come? Why did he come and become imam? And this imam stories also, they are very funny also. One imam said, the mutawallis brought another imam for interview to see what is he like. How they wanted to put a new imam. So this old imam couldn't tolerate it. He's going to take my job. My rozi is going to go. If our iman is not made, we make imamat also for rozi, not for Allah's pleasure. For our pay, that I must get my pay. And now he's taking my job. My rozi is going. If you're doing it for Allah's pleasure, it is something different. So he went to the mutawallis and he told them that you want to bring this new imam? No problem. Very good. But he is such a person, he doesn't even know kalima. They said, "Acha, he doesn't even know kalima. What kind of an imam? How can we make such a person an imam?" The ulama will understand this better. But anyway, so they say, bring him, let us check up if he doesn't know kalima. So they brought him. So the old imam said, "Maulana, just tell them what is kalima. Just define kalima in Hidayatul Nahwa. According to grammar, what is kalima? Al-kalimato lafzun wudhi'a lima'ni al-khasi." He started like this. They say, look at him. The whole world knows kalima is la ilaha illallah. And what is it? Al-kalimato lafzun wudhi'a lima'ni al-khasi. Well, he doesn't even know what is kalima. So all this type of, lot of other stories like that. So if a person has got that, and they are very, very subtle also in their tricks. Ulama have studied mantik. They have studied logic. And they know how to also play on the emotions of people. So this year, but Allah knows everything. What is in your heart? Why don't you want somebody else to do deen's work? Let them do. If somebody else is benefiting, our buzurgs, Allahu Akbar. So many of them came that I'm bad with so and so. But now I'm living here, I would like to have my tarbiyah done by you. No problem. Not that you are his murid, so what have I got to do with you? No, the Islam of the person. He's coming for Islam. And on that also let us understand, ijazat also, which we spoke yesterday of giving khilafat. Usually a sheikh will give his own murid, or a person who's not murid to anyone. Like Hazrat Maulana Asadullah Sahib, he made his islah, he had ta'alluq at Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullahi, but they won't give ijazat to somebody else's murid. How can you give somebody else's murid? And especially I myself, alhamdulillah, Allah's fazal, I made sifarish, intercession to certain of our friends, that this murid of yours, he comes to our majlis, he's good, etc. You give him khilafat. I can't give him, he's your murid. You give him khilafat. I made intercession for quite a few of our murids also, not my murids, other people. But you can't give somebody else's murid. He, the sheikh, has to give. You can't give that person. And until a person is not bay'at also, then also not really, but many times, if the ta'alluq is like that, you can see his islah is made, and he doesn't belong to anyone else, give him ijazat, no problem. To give your own sheikh's murid, like our sheikh, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, many of the murids come here, they come to our programs, to give them ijazat is khilaf-e adab on your own. When I've seen such cases, I've told Hazrat, this person is such, if you say so, I'll give him ijazat. Hazrat said, yes, give him. I gave them ijazat. Though they're not my murid, our sheikhs, but our silsila, the same business, our own business. So give them ijazat, but somebody else's. How can you give them? So that is also one important thing. Also, while we are there, when a person gets ijazat, 100% he must take it. I've got ijazat because I'm the worst, and my shaykh feels only through my ijazat, now I'll get shame, and now I'll make majlis, my islah will be done. So my ijazat is not that my islah is done, not that I'm a jannati, but so that my islah can be done, now I must get more worried that my islah must be done. So anyway, this name and fame, whether it is in our homes also, in the family circles, in our communities, in dunya's work also, that only we, and in the dunya these things, for example, the dunya teaches you must have pride. And deen we are taught don't have pride. They teach you must have pride. In deen we are taught don't have the monopoly, but they teach you must have the franchise. You're the only one allowed to do this. Hey, that only that business, that agency is only yours. In deen, all this. Hazrat Maulana Mufti Zain al-Abideen Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, he says, I went specifically to Dubai because I heard the economy is a free market economy, which is an Islamic economy, free market economy. Just to go and see that how every person, make your effort. What rosy for you is written, you will get it. In the eastern countries we see so commonly, now not so much in Makkah and Medina, but previously, all the jewelry shops in one line. And here also many places we see, in India also, Pakistan also, here also, amongst the local black people, 5, 6 are standing there, all selling fruit. They are all selling the same fruit. What Allah has given rosy, each one will get. And so much also we have seen. One of them goes for some work, toilet or something. Somebody wants to buy from them, the next one will come and sell you from their things. Won't pull the customer away. But you went to that vendor, to that person, they will come there, help him out, and they will sell. This also, so this is how it must be in deen also. Hazrat Maulana Shah Abrar al-Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali says that when you are doing deen's work and somebody else comes, another alim, then don't take it now. Why did he come? In one place, there was a sheikh in one place. He was running his majlis, everything. Another sheikh came. He started his majlis. So this sheikh felt, the work is getting on. Why did he come here? He could have gone somewhere else where there isn't work. So he sent him a glass of water. He told one murid, take this glass of water there. When that he went there, he was also a very understanding sheikh. He put a rose petal inside and he sent it, go and give to your sheikh again. So the murid who was going, the khadim, couldn't understand what is this. I say he sent a glass of water and he sent a glass of water back with a rose petal. So then he explained that I made a mistake. I told him there is water present here. Why did you come and open another tap? People are having majlis, people are benefiting, I'm doing everything. So he put a rose petal, if there's another tap also, what's the difference? It's a rose petal inside. And nowadays more, easier for the people. Those who are, people can go there, people can come here. People, the mizaj is different. Somebody will agree with that mizaj, somebody will agree with this mizaj. If you are running a darul ulum, somebody opens another darul ulum, you get upset. Why? This one year is here, is enough. And ulama also get upset. Why are you opening another darul ulum? And the business people also get upset. That one darul ulum, we don't need so many darul ulums in our country. Very common, what are these darul ulums mushrooming in our countries? What is this? And businesses are mushrooming. The businesses, more and more, there is no problem with the business. And universities, how many are there? Darul ulums, how many are there? 4, 5, 6, how many are there? And where can that be ever be enough also? And the businesses, how many businesses are there? But nobody has got a problem with that. For India collectors who come here, overseas, Pakistan, other places, how many of our good organizations become angry with them? Why must they come and collect? They're taking our rosy away. Where are they taking your rosy away? Everyone is flourishing, everyone is carrying on, and no deen's work anywhere in the world has come to a stop because of no money. If our habits are bad, and for deen's work, money is the last thing in the agenda. Many places where they call me for the opening of a masjid, I told them, and they call me so that the people will give more money. And I tell them that money is the last thing in the agenda. The main thing, we must have the qualities, tawakkul on Allah. Do chanda, nothing wrong. Sunnah to make chanda. Hazrat Maulana Ali Miyar Rahmatullah Ali has written that, there is also a very important point for many of us, our ulama also, our business people, wealthy people also, those who look down on collection. That why must these people come and collect? And you look down on the collector. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also did collection. He did umumi chanda also. He did khususi chanda also. And Maulana Ilyas Rahmatullah Ali says, Maulvi ki Maulvi pana mein kami rahegi jab tak ke wo chanda nahi karta. Until you don't make chanda, and when you go here for a collection, you will know how you have to lower yourself. What and what you'll have to hear from the people. And that will help you tremendously to cut you down to size. What insults the people will give you, and that will bring you down, will cut you down completely. Anyway, to look down upon collection, you are looking down on a sunnat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. When you are looking down on a collector, you are looking down on the sunnat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. If that person is not genuine, in kana kadiman fa alihi kadibu, then his problem is with him. Wa in kana sadiqan yusibkum ba'd alladhi ya'idukum. And if he is genuine and true and you have taken offense, you are going to suffer the consequence. If you know he's a false collector, throw him out, no problem. But if you don't know and just on suspicion, This on suspicion, it's a very, very dangerous thing. So anyway, this thing that only my name, what I say must go in the family everywhere, that I must be the big shot. Amongst all the brothers-in-law, my name must shine out. All the sisters-in-law, I must be the big one. This is a very, very big disease that we have got. This desire of name and fame in everything. Whatever happens, وَيُحِبُّونَ أَن يُحْمَدُوا بِمَا لَمْ يَفْعَلُوا. Then a person goes to that extent, whatever good, but the credit must come to me. In our business what went right, our darloom what went right, in our house, the family what went right, I was the one. We got a good proposal for our daughter because of me. They know me. That's why they came and they brought this proposal. Who knows you, from where you came in the picture? But just now, your name has to come. And you want to take credit for everything. This is also a very common disease that we have. And when it doesn't come, a person gets angry. And those who are so shrewd, they still show out the anger in something else. That where it hurts and where you show the pain. If they're hurting you in your heart and you go and tell, doctor, I got a pain in my back. How is the doctor going to remedy you? And you don't want to say where the pain is. Well, what was the cause of the pain? This is a very common thing, that where we get hurt, why that person told me at that time we haven't got an answer, we keep quiet. I'll show him also. I'll get my turn also. And we take it out in another place again. So all these things that come. And this is what is another, this basic, this causes jealousy. This causes hatred. It causes fights, arguments. And it causes backbiting all the time. And it destroys your own mind and thoughts. All the time your thoughts are, why did he do this? Who gave him the right? Why did he have to do this? All these things. So this is also a common disease. Whether it is with me, with the ulama, with the business people, with pious people who make lot of ibadat, this is a very common disease and it also needs treatment. And therefore, what is one common, zikrullah, will help tremendously. That somebody will think, what is this person just making zikr? It looks like a joke. It looks like a comic. What is this? All the time behind the sheikh, putting his shoes right, etc. What are these people? But this will be cutting down a person. Then it will come. And the more closer you come. And today, one time, Hazrat Maulana Abdul Hafiz Makki, Rahmatullah Adamat Barakatum, were having breakfast or something at home, and one of his murids, he did something which was not appropriate, and in a very nice, suitable way, Maulana told him. Then Maulana immediately, you just feel hurt. You're not feeling hurt. You haven't taken offense to it. And this is not necessary for a sheikh, but this zamana is such. Maulana, I forgot his name again, of Bahawalpur, young alim, he did come to our country. He was giving a talk in Hazrat's majlis. And he says that one place they called me for bayan. And it was an occasion for me to go. I said, I'm not going. So they say, if you're not coming, we're cutting our bayat. We're stopping now. We got nothing to do with you. He said, no, okay, keep it. I'm coming. So he said, this zamana, before the murid should look after the sheikh with his feelings, his thoughts. But now the sheikh has to worry about the murid. Murid will take offense. And not for the sake of keeping him as a murid, but for his islah. Poor man will run away. His islah won't take place. So now the sheikh has to be, today's zamana, the sheikh has to be so considerate, very careful. Small, small things, a murid takes offense today. Whereas if you make that ta'alluq, where the sheikh can be open with you, and can tell you, of course, you're going to humiliate and insult you. Whereas that also, sheikh ki sitam ko hargiz na, Sheikh ki sakhti ko hargiz na sitam samajna. The hardness of the sheikh, don't think it is that he's insulting and humiliating you. Your islah is only that. When a panel beater knocks the car, all that noise that comes, don't think that he's angry with the car and he's shouting the car. Without that, the car is not going to come right. If you forget the car, you want to mix the sugar in your cup. And there is one question I riddle, that man, when they mix the sugar, they turn the spoon from the right to the from the left to the right. Women do it from the right to the left. Why is that? Anyone got an answer? To dissolve the sugar. That's all. Just to dissolve, to mix the sugar. So anyway, till that sugar is inside, you don't turn your teaspoon right or left, whichever way it is. And the sounds will come. Don't think that the sounds are because you are shouting the cup. And you are getting, it's to make your tea sweet. So when the chef shouts, it's to make it you sweet. When he corrects you and he tells you, it's not to shout you, it is to make you sweet. And when you'll become sweet, everyone will want a cup of tea. And the cup of tea must be dilsoz, lapsoz, all that, sweet also, hot also, full cup of tea also, and then har rose also. Every day, and then everyone will want you when you have become sweet. Everyone will say, this monana, send him to our madrasa. This, for we want him as an imam. The whole world will want you. Everyone will want you when you become sweet. So when the sheikh will do that, he will do it for our islah. So this is one second very major, basic bimari. Make dua to Allah Ta'ala. Identify it, see within yourself. And you will look, you will find it. Hey, if we're not looking within ourselves, our problem, we're looking at everyone else's fault. We're not looking at our own faults. One reason of i'tikaf, which means seclusion. But if in seclusion also we're not getting seclusion, in the Khanqah of Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, there weren't tents also, so many people. Masjid wasn't such a big masjid. It was a big masjid, but smaller than this. And how many people came? All the beds are just next to one another. All the people, whole masjid full of beds. And no privacy anyone has got. Only for Hazrat there was one tent. Besides that, for no privacy for anyone. Then Hazrat asked a question one day, that is majme mein, in this gathering, is it possible to have seclusion? Then Hazrat replied it himself also. And he said, yes, it is possible. In your thoughts, you keep to yourself. You don't mix with anyone. In the Khanqah of Hazrat Maulana Shah Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali in Jalalabad, people, murids who came for the Islah, they stayed 4 months, they stayed 40 days next to one another in the same room. At the end, they didn't know one another's name. We didn't know where they come, what work they do, how many was their family. Our, the first thing, what's your name, from where you came? You came for that or you came for your Islah? You came for the social rendezvous to meet and discuss and all that you came for, or you came for your Islah? Our, the first thing, how your wife, your how many children, what they doing, the whole history. Telephone numbers you'll take, addresses, now you're going to keep contact forever. You came to make contact with Allah, but now you're making all other contacts here. So that was the case. So the seclusion, for what is the seclusion? Ponder a little bit. Think, what are my faults? Where am I going wrong? And a person who can't see his faults, like yesterday we told Dr. Kaka's story, that Kaka Hindu, that you treat the person when he had stomach pain, he treated him for his eyes first. Because that was wrong. So if you can't see your faults, the faults you'll treat afterwards. First treat your eyes, open your eyes first. Take out the motia, the cataract of the eyes, so that you can see the faults. Very, very unfortunate is that person who can't see his faults. And very fortunate is that person who sees only faults within him. The world, like what do the business people say? If you are a satisfied customer, tell everyone else. If you are unsatisfied, tell us. So that we can see what your problem is. The same way, the world must praise you. But you yourself, you just see your faults in everything. A good artist, he'll beautiful painting. The world will praise him, but he knows what faults he has got. Nobody else can pick up that fault. A building, a builder has built. Everyone, what a perfect, how, what master builders. But the builder himself, if he's genuine, he won't tell anyone. But he'll know, I made a mistake here. This is a shortcoming here. That's a shortcoming there. They will know their faults. So you yourself, let us know our faults. The world praises you. Don't be overtaken by that praises. Don't let it go to our head. We be aware what our condition is. And let us correct ourselves. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, make our Islah. So love of dunya we have discussed, which is love of wealth also very briefly. And kitabs have been written, if you want to read the kitabs, but kitabs are not that important also. Na kitabo se, nawazo se, nazar se peda, deen hota hai, buzurgo ki nazar se peda. Maulana Muhammad Ghari of White River, when he went by Hazrat Sheikh Rahmatullah Ali for his Islah, he stayed more than a year, I think. So he says, at the beginning I bought so many kitabs, piled all on tasawwuf and that. But I didn't open one kitab. When I got Hazrat, Hazrat Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali, his friends asked him, that how come we studied together? We studied the same kitab, same ustad, same sabak, same madrasa. How you people have excelled and the whole world accepting you? And for us, nobody even asked anything about us. What did he say? Only one thing. Humne kutub bini ke saath. With reading kitab, humne kutub bini bhi kiya. We stayed with sohbet of buzurgs also. Many people say that previously from the madrasas, ulama was such great, great ulama were born. Now why don't we get such ulama? Those ulama stayed with buzurgs as well. They did that as well. And we have only stayed with kitabs. That is the difference. Stay with buzurgs also, and that what comes from buzurgs. So if you want to study the kitabs, no problem, as an aid. But deen will not come from kitabs. Knowledge will come from kitabs. And deen and knowledge are two different things. Knowledge, ilmuddin, muzaf, muzafili. And the two things are different. And maqsood is not muzaf, is muzafili. Deen is maqsood, not ilm. Ilm is for deen. Without ilm, you won't get deen. But ilm is not maqsood. Maqsood, finally, is deen. And deen, finally, also, Allah's zaat is maqsood. That we find Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. So, in sohbet, a person will get all this. And the sohbet has got so much of value. What is sohbet? Company. Company of the pious. Which Mahadir Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali said, yak zamana ba sohbete awliya. A little while, a fraction of a minute, a second, so much in the company of Ahlullah, behtar as-sat sala ta'at bi-riya. More better than 100, sat sala, 100 years. Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali say, he should have said, lak sala, 100,000 years. Because what you get, like if a person is sitting with the disease of pride, the name, fame, my name must go everywhere. He's making tahajjud. And why is making? So more. People must praise me more. Eh? When he goes for fajr, or yeah, in fajr, in Ramzan, he say, Imam Sahib, you must reach short. You know, I'm up from what time? Eh? Now I want to go and sleep now. Eh? So he may, if he's doing it to make it zahid, I'm up from. So he's tahajjud. It's not taking him to Jannat and to Allah, it's taking him to Jahannam. Eh? Or a person was making his muraqabah and he's making his tilawat. He tells Imam Sahib, you know, I read 20 suparas last night. My eyes are drooping now. You only read Qul ya al kafirun Qul huwa Allah in fajr. Because now I'm too tired. I read 20 suparas last night. You are all this and why? So all, and you're saying it loud in front of all. So that all must hear that, mashallah, this person here. So these things will take us to destruction. And if you are sitting with all your ibadat, with all your mujahada, but you're sitting with this time bomb, Allahu Akbar, our Shaykh Damat Barakatum says that the mashayikh, Ahlullah, they are the bomb disposal squads. If we get information there's a bomb here, we phone them. And there, Hazrat says, a whole squad comes. That means a group of people, a whole team of people to dispose of that bomb. And the bomb which is sitting in the heart, which is sitting within us, yeah, you don't need a whole squad, your sheikh is enough. But you inform him there's a bomb in here. He's not alim al-ghayb, though he makes out plenty. From the just the way you walk, you said the sheikh makes out very easily that what is happening here. But you tell him, I've got this bomb. See that bomb. This is for what i'tikaf is, seclusion. This is for coming to the khanqa, whether it is with i'tikaf or without i'tikaf, that you get the time to reflect on yourself. Otherwise, we all know, the minute you sit in your office, now it is this, you hardly start this work. The work you were thinking of doing today, till 3 days you can't touch it. Now this phone call, that person came, this interview, that person, that work there. At home you go, you thought you'll do this. That person said, he said you must go and see him. Or he phoned up, and you have to return that call. You can't get down to anything. Yeah, Allah has freed us completely. Ramzan generally for the whole ummah. And then those who are gone for umrah, if they are not going to the bazaars, they are not mixing and making parties there, they are reflecting, and reflections of their own appear now. Those who have gone in jamaat also, and there also they are reflecting upon themselves. In the khanqa also, those who are at home,
and we recognize our diseases and we try and remedy them, inshallah, that person will go far. And if we only cover it up with lot of ibadat, it is like a dirty plate from which the dog eats. And in there you put biryani and you give somebody. Who is going to eat it? First clean the plate. Clean our dirt. All the nafil ibadat. And lot of people get very happy. I made so much ibadat there, Ramzan. I made so many. Make khatams. We must make. It's absolutely necessary. But we are just happy. I made so many khatams. I didn't miss one taraweeh. From Takbir-e-Ula I was present. One tahajjud to see I didn't miss. We made lot of ibadat. But we didn't clean our plate. And not only not clean, it was a bottomless plate. It had nothing. All the holes of our guna, whatever we were acquiring, all was going through all the time. At the end, kya kya kuch nahi. Kaha gay, kahi nahi. What we made so much effort, but what we did? Nothing. And we traveled so much at the end, just like that, ulluka kabir, that bull that has to crush the wheat. So they put a pole in the middle, they fasten it, and they put all the wheat at the bottom, and it just walks around. Whole day it walked. But where did it go? Nowhere. It was just in one place. So we made amilatun nasiba. Lot of amal. But a sweat also coming. Amilatun nasiba tasla naran hamia. Thrown into the burning hot fires of Jahannam. After so much of effort, Allah save us from all that. So take out these diseases. And these are few basic diseases. Love of dunya, love of wealth, love of name, fame, position, everywhere. I bought a new car. Why? The whole town must open their eyes and see. Who's this Mr. going now? That what car is he driving now? My new house that I bought and I furnished it. The new fridge, all must come and they must come and see my fridge. They must come and see this of mine. They must come and see that. Unnecessary taking out my cell phone. I got the latest. And there's no cell phone that is latest. The minute it's out already, there are 10 out after that. But now I'm showing that and for just for nothing. Like then we become like that person who graduated from university. He opened his business, set it all up, his office, everything, brand new business. And now one person came when the business was set up, so he wanted to impress him. Now he's talking of big, big figures and loudly on the phone and stuff. That I have made this deal and that deal and so much and all that. And he's impressing that person. After speaking 5, 10, 20 minutes, then he asked him, could I help you? Could I be of service to you? He said, yes, I'm from the telephone department. I came and connect your telephone. His phone wasn't even connected. So I came and connect your telephone. So he said, this is what we not connected to Allah, and we want to impress people. Whether it's me with my talks, or whether it is anyone, first get connected. Get our connection, and then see what Allah Ta'ala will impress people. You don't have to impress anyone. Allah Ta'ala will impress people. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshallah. Those brothers who wanted to become bad, come forward, inshallah. We did explain briefly what bayat is. So inshallah, just put your hand on top. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى إن الذين يبايعونك إنما يبايعون الله يد الله فوق أيديهم فمن نكث فإنما ينكث على نفسه ومن أوفى بما عاهد عليه الله
فسيؤتيه أجرا عظيما. وقال تعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. وقال رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم: المرء على دين خليله فلينظر أحدكم من يخالل. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: المرء مع من أحب. Repeat, O Allah, I make tawbah from kufr, from shirk, from nifaq, hypocrisy, from bid'at, innovations, from all sins, major and minor, particularly the sin of the love of dunya and being unmindful of akhirah, and from the sin of following my whims and desires and being unmindful of the commandments of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu and the Sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and from the sin of pride. O Allah, I promise to the best of my ability to perform my 5 times namaz with jama'at in the masjid according to sunnah, to fast during the month of Ramadan, if zakat becomes compulsory, to discharge the same, if hajj becomes compulsory, to perform hajj, if jihad becomes compulsory, to take part in jihad. O Allah, I enter in the silsila of the Chishtiya, in the silsila of the Qadiriya, in the silsila of the Naqshbandiya, in the silsila of the Suharwardiya. O Allah, by the barakat of all the buzurgs, of all 4 silsilas, accept my tawbah and my bay'at. O Allah, as long as I live, grant me an Islamic imani life. Just before maut, grant me tawbatan nasuha. Grant my maut on imani kamil, on kalima-i shahadat, with afiyat, izzat, and rahat. Gather me tomorrow on the day of qiyamah and forever thereafter in jannat with all the righteous and pious. May Allah Ta'ala accept, inshallah. Basically now what we have to do is try and see that our appearance, our dressing is Islamic everywhere, all the time. Try our best. It doesn't happen immediately, but work towards that. Then together with that, read one supara of Quran Sharif. If we can't manage one supara, even one ruku, even one page, but daily let us read Quran Sharif. And then like we are making zikr, if we know the poems, the kitab is, we'll be giving it out also. Otherwise, even without the poems, but 100 times a day, La ilaha illallah, and the first and about every 10 times, Muhammadur Rasulullah, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And 100 times, Allah. To do that so much, and the first time, the first Allah, say Jalla Jalaluhu, it is wajib. And keep contact. If we can come to the monthly majlis, come to the weekly majlis, we can't, the monthly majlis. If we can't, make a phone call once a month, once in 2 months, 3 months, just to say I'm all right, etc. Make dua for me. I'm making dua. Just the content. This will, inshallah, help tremendously. May Allah Ta'ala accept from all, inshallah. Certain brothers, we will be giving them, inshallah, khilafat. As we said, that khilafat is no jannat certificate, and this is not maqsood and the object also. And there are certain brothers who won't be getting, but who are worthy of khilafat also. But for some reasons, they are still very young, whatever. That's right, we won't be giving them now. Those who will be getting, and the responsibility is the most important. Start with the majlis, that is the most in there. Our islah will be made through that. Let us see then. And there are 2 pieces that they're giving as a gift. So, we don't know the sizes of everyone. You can see with one another and see. Maulana Muhammad Akbar Ali.
Yunus Patel, Umar Rushdie. Maulana Shah in Ras, I gave him Khilafat long ago, but he didn't give it to him in writing. Mufti Khalid ul Haq. Jalaluddin, Mia. Muhammad Tahir. Maulana Abdul Rashid. Aye, Maulana. Ghulam Hussain. Robert. Maulana Zaid. I don't usually give students, but Maulana Zaid is a married man also. He was responsible. First time I'm giving a student khilafat. Suleiman Mohinuddin. Muhammad Akbar. Where's Muhammad Akbar? Salim. Salim is the sheikh of all the Somalians in Latin birthday. Maulana Abdullah Patel. And Yusuf Kayat. Rashid Qazi. Ahmed. Ahmed Varacha. I gave you ijazat, isn't it? Again, let me reiterate to myself first and to all who have got khilafat now previously, or from any sheikh also on their behalf, that don't take this as a jannat certificate. Don't let it go to your head. We have to do work of deen and we have to make our islah. And those who didn't get, you don't have to feel, oh, I deserved, I didn't get. Whenever Allah will mean it, it will come, inshallah. But let us do the work, inshallah, of deen. And also, those who got, take it that, because I was the worst. And the sheikh wants me to make majlis so that I can improve myself. That's why he gave me khilafat. That is how every person should take it. Don't take it that I'm fit for it and I'm worthy of it. May Allah take work of deen from all of us, inshallah. And let deen spread in the world through all of us, inshallah. This year we gave a bit more khilafat than usual. And we don't know how long we're going to live. The work of deen must carry on. So therefore, let the people carry on. Let the work of deen carry on, inshallah.
دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله قرآن عرض کو گردش میں یوں زیر فلک رکھا کس نے سورج چاند ستاروں میں یہ نور چمک رکھا کس نے لیلہ کے فانی چہرے پر ایسا نمک رکھا کس نے خالق حسن کی ہر لحظہ ہے شان نئی سبحان اللہ الا 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 اللہ
students completely forgot we are making khatam. Let them come forward. Always remind me, I forget plenty. Your name is?
Muaz
Saliji. First is Hafiz Muaz Saliji, and you've completed by Maulana Mia. By Maulana Abdullah Mia, he has completed, mashallah. He's from Azad, but he will be reciting it.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يقل له كفوا أحد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون صدق الله العظيم.
Second student is Muhammad Wadwala. He's from Azad Gul also. And he's also in the class of Maulana Abdullah Mia Masha.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Kul huwa Allahu ahad, Allahus samad. لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون صدق الله العظيم.
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى أصحابه سيدنا محمد. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. رب تب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم إنك عفو كريم رحيم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم. رب تب علينا واغسل حوبتنا واجب دعوتنا واسلل سخيمة صدورنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا واسلل سخيمة صدورنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا إنك أنت الغفور الرحيم. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين. اللهم آتي نفوسنا تقواها وزكها فأنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها مولاها. اللهم اهدنا لأحسن الأخلاق لا يهدي لأحسنها إلا أنت واصرف عن سيئة لا يصرف عن سيئة إلا أنت. اللهم آنس وحشتنا في قبورنا. اللهم ارحمنا بالقرآن العظيم واجعلوا لنا إماما ونورا وهدى ورحمة. اللهم ذكرنا منه ما نسينا وعلمنا منه ما جهلنا وارزقنا تلاوة وآناء الليل وآناء النهار واجعلوا لنا حجة يا رب العالمين. اللهم أصلي وارحم وتجاوز واغفر واهدي لأمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم اهدي الناس جميعا اللهم اهدي الناس جميعا اللهم اهدي الناس جميعا. اللهم اجعل سريرتنا خيرا من علانيتنا واجعل علانيتنا صالحا. اللهم اجعلنا من عبادك المنتخبين الغر الموجلين الوفد المتقبلين. ربنا إننا آمنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار. ربنا وآتنا ما وعدتنا على رسلك ولا تخزنا يوم القيامة ولا تخزنا يوم القيامة إنك لا تخلف الميعاد. اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان. اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربيانا صغيرا. اللهم اشفي مرضانا واغفر موتانا ظاهرا وباطنا. اللهم إنك عفو كريم رحيم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم. اللهم طهر قلوبنا من النفاق وأعمالنا من الرياء وألسنتنا من الكذب وأعيننا من الخيانة فإنك تعلم خائنة العين ما تخفي الصدور. ربنا اجعلنا مقيمين الصلاة ومن ذريتنا ربنا وتقبل دعاء. ربنا اغفر لنا ولوالدينا ولأساتذتنا ولمشايخنا لا سيما لشيخنا ووفقنا أن نستفيد منه استفادة كاملة وبارك له في عمري ووفقنا أن نستفيد منها استفادة كاملة وارزقنا ميته في الدنيا والآخرة. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. جزا الله عنا سيدنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم وأهله. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المسلمين والحمد لله رب العالمين.